In this bulletin, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange arrested in London, and all the latest from the federal election campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The legal team for Julian Assange says his extradition will be a dangerous precedent for all journalists and media organisations who publish truthful information about the United States. The WikiLeaks co-founder was found guilty yesterday of breaching his UK bail when he sought asylum in the Ecuador embassy in June 2012. His arrest in the embassy and court conviction will allow the US to start proceedings to extradite him to face charges of conspiring to commit computer intrusion with former US Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning in 2010. Mr. Assange's lawyer Jennifer Robinson says his extradition will mean any journalist could be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the country.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy. We will be fighting extradition, and he'll be brought before the court again within the next month.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ruled out making changes to New Start allowance despite it not increasing in real terms in 25 years. Mr. Morrison says given the coalition's economic record, the twice yearly increase of the payment is enough. He says more than 100,000 people aged between 15 and 24 found a job last financial year.
That was the strongest growth in youth employment in Australia's economic history. That's what a strong economy does. It's not a theory. It's what we all live in. It determines whether you can get a job and keep a job, whether you can earn more.
And Australia's cancer researchers will receive an extra $125 million a year to help fund finding a cure if Labor wins the federal election. Opposition leader Bill Shorten made the funding promise on day two of the election campaign. Every year, 150,000 Australians are diagnosed with cancer, and Mr. Shorten says investment is critical for researchers to save lives.
I see cancer as my enemy. I see as my enemy when people can't afford to see the doctor or get the treatment they want. And Australians, I think, want to hear more of that from our politicians.
The Dalai Lama has left a Delhi hospital after suffering from a chest infection. The Tibetan spiritual leader went to hospital for treatment on Tuesday. The secretary of the Buddhist monk said he was initially feeling uncomfortable, but his condition is now reportedly almost normal. The 83-year-old fled to India in 1959 after a failed uprising against Chinese rule. The Israeli spacecraft Bereshit crashed into the moon after technical failures during its final descent, shattering hopes of a historic controlled landing on the lunar surface. The team behind the unmanned robotic lander said it suffered periodic engine and communication problems during 21 minutes of the landing sequence. Bereshit, whose name is Hebrew for the biblical phrase "in the beginning," had travelled through space for 7 weeks before crossing into the moon's gravity last week. The main sponsor of the mission, Maurice Kahn, says it's still a great achievement.
Well, we didn't make it, but we definitely tried. And I think that the achievement of getting to where we got is really tremendous. I think we can be proud.
The AFL Melbourne says their losing streak motivated them towards their upset victory over Sydney. The Demons defeated the Swans 100 points to 78 at the SCG to get their first win of the season. Coach Simon Goodwin credits his team's defensive play for the surprise win.
You know, when you're 0-3, enough's enough. We want to play, our brand of footy. I think it was a step forward for us, but we still know we've got a lot of work to do. The mentality for our group right now is to how much can we improve and how can we get better. And they were adamant right from the start of the week they wanted to improve the defensive aspect of their game, and they did that.
Let's check out the weather for Saturday. Partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 27 degrees. In Adelaide, also partly cloudy. 25 in Melbourne, much the same. 19 in Hobart, an early shower or two. 17 in Canberra, partly cloudy and 24. Partly cloudy also for Wollongong, 24. Much the same for Sydney, 26. 27 in Newcastle and mostly sunny. Partly cloudy for Brisbane, 27. In Cairns, a shower or two, 29 degrees. And in Darwin, fine weather, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.